Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM, good morning. So one of the hottest presents last Christmas were gaming consoles. But what if that gift Santa left under the tree was exposing children to gambling? There are an estimated 55,000 people in Ireland with a serious gambling disorder. And industry experts say some of the most popular games contain risks that many people are just unaware of. Now, we asked our reporter Ryan Clark to dive into the murky world of loot boxes and microtransactions in video games. Ryan, it's great to have you back. How are you?
I'm good, Jen. How are you?
So let's kick off. Can you explain what exactly microtransactions are and loot boxes and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think that's a good place to start, because both of those terms, they can be interchanged and used to mean the same thing. So they can often be quite confusing, and that's by design. I'd start with microtransactions. They can be a bit of a catch-all term. So if you think about the extra costumes and weapons and power-ups that you can buy for like 3 or 4 euro in a game.
Yeah.
You can buy them directly for 3 or 4 euro. The difference between a microtransaction and a loot box is that all of those extra items are kind of squashed together and put into a box that you can buy, but you're not guaranteed to get anything good or even the thing that you want. Like, I'd often kind of compare them to a lucky dip or you know, Panini football stickers.
Yeah.
Like, you're not guaranteed to get anything good in them. And more often than not, the better the item is in a loot box, the less chance you have of getting it. Like, the odds can be tiny, minuscule. So yeah, loot boxes would be like a subsection of microtransactions. But the when they first started appearing on the scene, the kind of early 2010s, people compared them to slot machines. It's because the psychology between a slot machine and a loot box is actually quite similar. I had a chat with a video game documentary maker, Danny O'Dwyer, and I got him to explain that kind of psychology for us.
Okay, let's have a listen to what Danny had to say. Here we go.
It's not gambling in and of itself, but it's kind of pulling the same psychological levers as gambling, at least a little bit. And there's always a subset of people in any society who loot boxes really work on. Like, they're way more influential on those people. So a lot of the legislation around this sort of stuff is kind of around protecting those people rather than trying to legislate for everybody in the world.
Okay, so that was Danny, a Waterford fella living in California, did you say?
He's in California now, yeah.
He's in California. Okay, so how much money do game publishers make from this kind of stuff?
Lots and lots and lots, Jen. Like, every year they rake in billions of dollars from loot boxes and microtransactions. I think the loot box that most people in Ireland would be familiar with are the player packs that you get in FIFA's Ultimate Team game mode, just to kind of show how much money is made from these. The company that makes FIFA, Electronic Arts, they released some figures recently, and like, they're game publishers. They make and they sell games, but only 26% of the money they made came from the games themselves.
Wow.
Like, everything else came from microtransactions, loot boxes and subscriptions, which tells you how much money they make, how popular they are.
Okay, break this down for me as if I'm stupid, because I'm not a gamer, and I have bought my son a gaming console for Christmas, and I've bought him FIFA, and he is 12. And how does the transaction work? How does he pay, or how does he get hooked? How does that all happen?
So get companies like Electronic Arts, they market their games towards younger kids, particularly sports games. This is the important thing, because of the age rating on them. Usually the age rating on a sports game is 3 years plus, so a lot of kids will be playing it.
Yeah.
Quite often they wouldn't really understand money or gambling. So they make these flashy animations in the packs that when you open one, everything flashes. And you're like, oh yeah, did I get somebody good this time? More often than not, you won't. But this is the interesting kind of thing, is you can't buy them with real money. You have to spend, say, 20 euro on buying a few thousand. They call them FIFA coins, like stuff along that lines. And it gives them a degree of separation. to defend themselves with, because they often try out the line that these items aren't really worth real world money.
But it's getting the kids hooked and wanting more and wanting more of these loot boxes. Like you said before, they're like a slot machine kind of mentality. That is frightening.
It is. Yeah. It's very, especially if you buy FIFA thinking it's harmless enough.
It's like football. It's a game. Yeah.
Little do you know that like your kid is essentially pulling a slot machine every so often. So I think it's not really the parents' problem, because it's a football game. You don't expect anything bad to happen. But quite often it's going on in the background, and you kind of have to be, if you're not aware of it, then it can kind of go unseen a lot of the time. And you often hear stories of people, kids emptying their parents' bank accounts just because they don't really, like, they don't know what's going on in the kid's bedroom. So I think it's important to kind of, if you have a child that plays FIFA or even any other game for that matter, don't have your credit cards attached to their account, or even set spending limits on the account. If you are going to leave it there, because like it could end up really
disaster.
Badly. There's not really any way to get that money back either. Which,
wow.
Yeah, so you're kind of, it's kind of caught between a rock and a hard place there.
Okay. Are loot boxes, are they legally considered gambling, or is it just kids being irresponsible with money? What are people saying?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question, Jen, because it is a legal grey area. Loot boxes aren't classified as gambling in Ireland at
yet.
The moment. Yeah. But we hope that something might happen in the future. As I was saying, the way that you buy a loot box, not with real world money, but with virtual currencies, it gives game publishers a degree of separation there.
Yeah.
So I think what swings the debate for a lot of people is, you know, the old cliche, you know, if it looks like gambling and it feels like gambling, then it probably is gambling. But there's a bit more to it than just a resemblance, Jen, because I had a chat with Dr. David Sendell. He's a researcher from the University of York, and his research, it kind of shows that there is a link between people with problem gambling and how much that they spend on loot boxes.
Wow, let's have a listen to that.
So at the moment, we know that loot box spending and gambling problems are in some way linked. We're just not sure why they're linked. And we have seen this effect replicated dozens of times now across the world. It doesn't matter if you're looking amongst Australian gamers or in a population of Scandinavian children or Americans or people from the UK. The more money people are reporting spending on loot boxes, the more severe their gambling problems are. And this effect seems robust and of quite a sizable magnitude.
Wow, interesting stuff. So, Ryan, can I ask you, what can actually be done about this kind of thing? Is this, do we need to appeal to parents to be aware of this kind of thing because it's not regulated at the moment, or what's the crack?
Oh yeah, I think that's important, that parents do need to be aware of obviously what their kids are doing on the internet. I think from a legislation side of things, the government last October, they published the general scheme of the gambling regulation bill. Now that kind of sets out that in 2023 there will be a gambling commissioner established in Ireland. So if that happens, we could follow the example set by Belgium. Their gambling commissioner, he banned loot boxes completely in 2018. And a lot of gamers there were massively supportive of that move, because gamers themselves don't really like loot boxes or microtransactions, because it takes away from how you like traditionally unlock things in a game, and it gates them off behind a paywall. The British government themselves, they were looking at banning the sale of loot boxes to under 18s, but that's kind of stalled. But in China, they haven't taken the step to ban them, but they make publishers publish the odds of what you're like of the items in loot boxes.
That's something. And what are we doing here?
We're not doing anything.
Oh,
We're not doing it at the moment.
But at least you're making us all aware of the problems with loot boxes and microtransactions, which I've never heard of before. I think it's important, you said it there, to not just, you know, when you buy these consoles, they're not all bad. I mean, some of them are really good for problem solving. Kids really enjoy them. But to be the awareness, I mean, don't just give your kid a console and leave them in their room to play it for hours on end. Watch them, get involved, see exactly what they're doing, right?
Yeah.
And that's probably the only way you'll ever know if they have a problem with these.
Pretty much, like a lot of these video game pundits, they describe the tactics used by publishers being like very predatory. But I think we're really only scratching at the surface here this morning, Jen. If there's people out there who've experienced this, or maybe know somebody who's experienced it, like I'm sure, like I'd love to hear to continue kind of digging into this, because it's a massively underreported area. Like, if they get in touch with me or even you, then that'd be
absolutely
fantastic.
And how can people contact you, Ryan? On Instagram, is that the best way, or Twitter? Or
Twitter would be best. So my handle on Twitter is just at Ryan Clark.
At Ryan Clark. Clark with an E. There we go. Ryan Clark with an E. Thank you so much for bringing us that report. It's great to have you back. And listeners, what do you think of loot boxes? As Ryan said, get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. Have you spent loads of them? Do you think it's just a bit of fun? Let me know. 51552. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.